This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey.
I'm Devin Cortan.
And this is part of our pumpkin picking series.
Christine and I went down to Shangy's in Emmaus and we got 6 pumpkin beers we couldn't wait to try. So Christine, let's do it.
All right. So I will tell you, this was the first thing that I picked. Mm-hmm. It is called Atomic Pumpkin. First it says it's a special release, but then they've crossed out special and put in spicy. And I'll let you know in a second why that is. Mm-hmm. So this is from the company Voodoo Ranger. They are located in Fort Collins, Colorado, and Asheville, North Carolina.
Very popular brewery.
So, yeah, and this is a New Belgium ale. So here is where the spicy part comes in. It is brewed with pumpkin. Again, very rare for these pumpkin spice beers to actually have pumpkin in them.
True.
But this has got pumpkin, cinnamon, and chilies.
Chilies. Oh, I was going to say nutmeg, but no.
Yeah, so that's where the spicy part comes in. So we're going to give this one a try, Devin, and see what we think of it. So let's crack it open.
Awesome.
Give it a little sniff there. It doesn't smell overly like pumpkin or anything of that sort. Oh, actually, it has nice little orange glow to it.
Yes, very attractive looking beer. Nice foam on top.
And it's not completely clear. It's a little cloud to it. So let's give this a try. Definitely tasting the cinnamon in this. Are you?
Yes, very cinnamon forward, very spicy. You can smell it really well, too. Yeah. But this beer is very crispy. I really like it about that. I love that champagne quality. And plus, it's almost like a pumpkin pie to me because you're getting from the yeast and the malts, you're getting kind of a biscuity flavor in there as well, which I really enjoy.
Yeah, it definitely is bright. And the champagne quality is, you can feel, it still feels bubbly in your mouth. I think that probably has to do with the chilies, though.
Oh, that's right. It's a little bit spicy as well.
Got that little bite to it.
So it's this not is, just carbonation.
Right. This is a very interesting beer. It comes in at 6.4%, and it is, again, Atomic Pumpkin, a spicy release from Voodoo Ranger.
All right. Admittedly, my next beer is not a pumpkin beer, and I'll let you in on a little inside baseball. We're recording this before Halloween, so it's still spooky season. And so I went for the Zombie Dust Undead Pale Ale, although it's just a regular American Pale Ale. This is from Three Floyds Brewery in Munster, Indiana, basically a suburb of Chicago. This beer has a perfect score on beeradvocate.com and is the 70th top-rated beer on their entire site.
Wow, that's impressive. Now, the color is similar to what we just had with the Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin, except it's cloudier.
It's hazier, exactly. Yeah. Lots of hops coming off thing.
Right away, you can smell that.
It's definitely got that cloudy funk that you would expect from the hops, which I always really enjoy. And it's got a little bitterness, but yeah, it's really, really well balanced, I think. I think the bitterness rolls off your tongue pretty quickly.
Yeah, it takes me about 3 sips before that bitterness does roll off.
I don't know why this is called Zombie Dust Pale Ale, but they do say on their website it will be your only respite after the zombie apocalypse, I think, given you make it through.
Also, it says on the can, it's not normal.
I think the can is worth mentioning. It has this amazing comic book Skeletor-looking guy on it, which is really cool.
I'd say the same thing, too, about the Atomic Pumpkin can. It does have a skeleton in an aviator's cap and a motorcycle jacket with spikes on it. So these are fun cans and fun beer. Again, the Voodoo Ranger is a seasonal one. The Zombie Dust, is that seasonal?
You can get it year-round from Three Floyds Brewery in Munster, Indiana.
Well, thanks for going pumpkin picking with us on WLVR's Flight Club.
And for more, visit WLVR.org/Flight Club.